You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. In this week's top news, India is over the moon, and justifiably so. The successful soft landing achieved by Chandrayaan 3 Vikram lander makes the Indian Space Research Organization a first among equals. Among the four countries that have managed to land safely on the lunar surface, the US, Russia, and China make up the rest of the club. India is the first to have landed on the moon's south pole. How quickly and how far India has climbed the space ladder is evident from the fact that just over a decade ago in 2011-12, when the Chandrayaan 2 mission was originally scheduled to commence, the lander and the rover were to come from Russia, as India didn't have indigenous ones. The Russian lander was a version of Luna 25 that crashed onto the lunar south pole earlier this week. Up next, Darjeeling tea planters have reiterated their demand for a minimum import price for tea imported from Nepal. The Indian Tea Exporters Association had in January suggested to Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal that an MIP be implemented for tea from Nepal, as the cheap imports have been depressing Darjeeling tea prices in the domestic market and causing huge losses to the planters. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry had subsequently invited comments from the tea industry and associations on such a proposal. Darjeeling tea was the first product to get a GI tag in India. In the domestic market, the aromatic tea is facing competition from varieties grown in Nepal, which costs up to 50% less than the Darjeeling tea. Moving on, Colgate-Palmolive, the country's largest oral care company, proposes to double down on a wider set of fast-moving consumer goods categories as it eyes a presence beyond oral hygiene. The company, best known for its Colgate Strong Teeth, Max Fresh and Visible White toothpaste, is looking to get some of its international brands into India in hair care, home care and pet care. Prabha Narasimhan, MD and CEO, Colgate-Palmolive India, said in her first media interaction since taking charge a year ago. She said that the company is also talking to legacy companies and direct-to-consumer brands for possible acquisitions in non-oral care. In other developments, Airtel Payments Bank is aiming for over 40% year-on-year revenue growth in each quarter during the current fiscal year, said MD and CEO Anubrata Biswas in an interaction with EFI. Biswas said, quote, "We have grown by over 40% year-on-year. We expect to see similar trend rates over the next few quarters," unquote. During the June quarter, Airtel Payments Bank witnessed significant growth in its digital business, with mid-tier cities and urban customers increasing their usage of various digital services offered by the bank. Going forward, it plans to launch more cross-sell products during the fiscal year, including a debit card for its rural users and a fully revamped digital banking offering intended for launch over the next three quarters. Meanwhile, India's merchandise exports declined for the sixth straight month in July, with outbound shipments down 15.9% on year, $32.25 billion. The decline in imports in July was even steeper at 17% on year, to $52.92 billion. In the April-July period, exports were down 14.5% to $136.22 billion, while imports were down 13.79% to $213.2 billion. A big part of the exports decline, government officials said, was due to the year-on-year fall in international prices of crude. In July of 2022, Brent crude prices were over $110 a barrel, while in the same month this year, it stood at $80 per barrel. The impact of the fall was visible in both export and import figures for July. In other news, the centre is considering increasing the income support to farmers under the PM Kisan scheme by Rs 2,000 to 3,000 per farmer household from Rs 6,000 now, and stepping up procurement under the minimum support price to ensure that rural income levels don't fall in real terms. The proposals in this regard are before the PMO, senior officials told EFI. On an annualized basis, the move could cost the exchequer Rs 20,000 to 30,000 crore. Though it is still not decided when the additional income support will be rolled out, it could be before ahead of the assembly elections in four states. Agriculture contributes to 40% of Madhya Pradesh's gross state domestic product, while it is around 27% each in Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. Lastly, to curb the menace of fake SIM cards and financial frauds, Communications and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw recently announced new norms for SIM card sellers that will make biometric verification as well as registration with telcos mandatory for them. As per the rules, if SIM card sellers violate the rules and are involved in selling cards fraudulently, they will be prosecuted criminally as well as face a penalty to the tune of Rs 10 lakh. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.